This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here with The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us, you know, on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. You know, today has been like a major irritant for me. And not for any other reason, but the fact that how many people who don't know what Memorial Day is about, what it means. And I know some people think, you know, all right, what's the big deal? We got younger people. They don't get it. Well, from my heart, when you don't teach these kids, when you don't teach these young people, true, I mean, of all the holidays, or of all the days of remembrance, I'll put it that way, why wouldn't you want them to know what Memorial Day means? Now, some of you think all war is wrong, so therefore a bunch of men died who didn't need to die, which is not true. You know, no life, giving up a life just to give up a life is not right. But these men and women went knowing that they probably wouldn't return, or they may not return. They went willingly knowing that they could lose their lives, so were willing to give up their lives so that others could have freedom, so others could taste freedom. So for you to blow it off as a barbecue and beer day really belittles the lives that were lost. Right? I mean, come on, think it through. It has to have value or it was all for naught. And I don't believe that for a second. I don't believe for a second that their deaths were worth nothing. So earlier when we saw those videos, if you would, of the kids on the beach, right? And I don't know, it's just it's a holiday. Well, what kind of holiday? I don't know. I think we remember people that died or something. You know, first I want to go over and slap the parents, but I know that's illegal. Because really, who is the one that's teaching them that this is okay? Who's the one that's teaching them that they don't really need to know anything? They can go to school. As long as they get through, they're fine. It's just crazy. So it's why I've always told you people, you heard me, you people, I've always told you people, it's up to the I guess it's up to the jobs of the grandparents, uncles, aunts, cousins, whatever, whoever can get the story to the people, to the young people, to let them know why this day is so important, why these days are so Veterans Day. I'm not all into the military. I'm not one of those guys that loves our military because they're so strong and they can go, they can blow things up and they kill people. That's not why. I'm proud of our military because they don't just protect our freedoms or try to. But they try to restore and protect the freedoms of other countries. Other peoples in other countries who actually call and ask for our help. You know, every time we go to a country to help out, it isn't just because we decide to show up and steal their oil or something like someone have you think. Sometimes we're actually out there doing what they've asked us to do. For the help that they've asked, they want the same freedom that we had. They were fighting. There are people in other countries that have been fighting what we refer to as the deep state forever, where the government is working against them, their own government. We walked around naively believing that we never had that problem here. Boy, there's a shock, or should be anyway. We did, / do have that problem here, don't we? Right? Come on. And it's just, at this point, it's crazy. It's crazy we even have to think we have that problem. It's crazy we even have to deal with that. And then you've got, you know, I don't want to get into the Flynn case. I will eventually. That judge should be removed, period. So hypocritical. So extremely obvious of the two different sets of rules for the two different parties or classes, whatever. And again, I think that President Obama was so corrupt. He used the Department of Justice as, yes, you heard me. Used the Department of Justice as a weapon. And when they were sure, because all the polls showed Hillary Clinton in at 93% or some ridiculous amount, when they were sure she was going to win, she was going to take it, there was no stopping her, they went to town with everything. They didn't let anything stop them. They didn't let anything get in their way. I mean, do you blame them? When you think your team's got all the power, why would you? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. I'd like to know something. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. If you missed the last segment, last hour, with Dr. Bridget in there, and her point about, look, I am not a Kiss fan. I don't care for their music. I know, there you go. I just lost most of my listeners, right? I'm not a big thing about their music, how they dressed, things they did. I don't care about that. I'm sure we had some crazy bands, too, when I was a kid. But when you read the story of a guy like Gene Simmons, you know, and how he grew up, he is also truly the American dream. But there was a foundation of God and family instilled in this young man, or in him at a young age. If you don't have that, if you don't have respect for your mom, your dad, your family values, you are going to be a number. Somebody just have a number in a jail cell. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side radio show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart.
Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at shopsupertea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's shopsupertea.com, 818-984-6100, shopsupertea.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
Back. Joe, the senior host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate you being with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. It's really being involved, being engaged. My theme for today has been really the ignorance of some who think today is just beer and barbecue day, for lack of a better term. I wish I had a better term, but that's it. When you ask young people what the day is, what it means, what it's about, you need to inform them, because a lot don't know. And I've been saying it for a long time. I wish you wouldn't worry about, or be less worried about, whether you're going to be able to see your grandkids again if you're telling them the truth about what's going on around them, than making sure you simply tell them the truth. Period. What I mean by that is a lot of grandparents, parents, whoever, they appease their kids so they get to see their grandchildren. Right? So they don't talk about politics or God or anything like that because the parents want their kids to figure it out on their own later on. Yeah, good. Figure out God on your own later on. That always works out well. Ask some of those people who actually turn to God later on in their lives in their 50s and 60s after they just kind of ruined 50 years of their life. You know what I'm saying? Seriously. Don't do it. Don't do that to your kids. My kids will tell you, my favorite saying to parents who would ask me questions about this stuff is, hey, they didn't ask for you, did they? Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really, really do appreciate it. You know, when you send me not just text messages, but emails. Seems to be, it's really funny. You don't want emails, some of you have let me know. You want the text messages, which is cool, which is good. I'm fine with that, right? But you respond to me in email. Come on. I don't mind either. I check them both anyway. But I just think it's kind of funny. You know, don't send me an email. I never check it. But then I send you a text message, you respond to email. Yeah. Okay. I'm sorry. I had to have fun with that. I may have done this story already once before, but I think it's important that we hit it again because some of you are really struggling through this. And I've said it at my board meeting. I've said it to my fellow trustees in my area, my education, Board of Education friends. And I kept saying, you know, we're in for, and I don't have a crystal ball. I'm not the smartest guy in the room. I already know this. But I'm telling you, I've been telling since parents started homeschooling and they were complaining about certain things and loving certain things and what have you, I said the same thing to everybody. We are going to lose a large group of kids to staying at home. They're going to keep homeschooling because they were forced into doing it. And I think some people in the education world thought, well, they're going to hate this. They're going to see what we go through every day. And then what's going to happen? they're not going to wait to get those kids back to school. Well, you do have a large number of parents that want their kids to go back to school, but you also have a large number of parents that are going, no, I'm keeping the kids home. This is working out better for me. And it's not just Joe pulling those numbers out of the air. According to a recent article in the Western Journal. Right now, a lot of advocates love big government, big schools, big this, big that. They're all excited about the power that their party, and I love the Democrats. I'm going to play a clip that should floor you. If you have two brain cells at work in the next segment, I'm telling you, you're going to see how racist Democrats actually are. While advocates of big government may be rejoicing at the power flexed by Democrat governments during this virus outbreak, one unanticipated consequence went flying by them because they know so much better. A poll of registered voters conducted by Real Clear Opinion Research in last month, actually, during the heart of the COVID shutdown, found that over 40% of families are now likely to pursue homeschooling or virtual schooling after the restrictions are lifted. Think about that. Now, the poll of a little over 2,000 registered voters included 626 parents who participated in the question regarding homeschooling. Of these parents surveyed, the breakdown was 55% Democrats, 42% Republican. That's important, right? 45% were Democrats. So that means that the majority of those Democrats, or a large portion of those Democrats, we're going to homeschool. Continue to homeschool. Minorities more strongly favored homeschooling. Wow. For whites, it was 36%. Right? Compared to 50% of African Americans, 38% of Hispanics, and 53% of Asians. Now, I tell you what, I love the Asian community. I've worked a lot in the Asian community off and on. And there, I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's their culture. I don't know what the importance is. But when it comes to education, the Asians are all about education. And don't make any wisecracks with me via email about the Chinese or anything along that line. Asians as a whole have a respect for education that I just don't understand. You know? Every single family with kids in school, they've been incredibly disrupted by the lockdowns. And this is according to the president of the American Federation of Children. He said, with 55 million students no longer in their normal educational settings, families are clearly considering new options, and many seeing the benefit of the homeschooling and virtual schooling. Now, let me tell you what, yours truly, in my school district, I pushed for a homeschooling program years ago when I first got on the board. Because they kept telling me, maybe it's the fact that I'm not overeducated and I don't work within certain lines. But I was always told, I always grew up with, I've always heard later on in life, well, kids learn different ways. Well, if kids learn different ways, then why does every junior high school and high school teach and have education systems that are exactly the same as they were when I was going to school? What's the different ways? So I pushed for a program that would allow kids to homeschool while still being in our district, and they could use their local, what we call homeschool, their local high school, local junior high, as a place to go if they needed a science class, if they needed to actually have a lab to do a science class, or something along those lines. Maybe there was a topic that mom or dad was particularly, you know, unsure of themselves in. Whatever the situation was, give them options. Anyway, this is a big deal. I don't think people understand how this is going to change the education system. Joe Bassini, your host. You listen to Real Side. Be back in a few minutes.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
House flies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
President Donald Trump honored America's war dead in back-to-back Memorial Day appearances, colored by an epic struggle off the battlefield against coronavirus.
In recent months, our nation and the world have been engaged in a new form of battle against an invisible enemy. Once more, the men and women of the United States military have answered the call to duty and raced into danger. Tens of thousands of service members and National Guardsmen are on the front lines of our war against this terrible virus. As one nation, we mourn alongside every single family that has lost loved ones, including the families of our great veterans.
Trump first honored the nation's fallen at Arlington National Cemetery at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, then traveled to Baltimore's historic Fort McHenry. This is USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
They travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
Wipe out all thought?
I think it's dirty politics.
They're like flying television.
Welcome back to The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. I really mean it. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution, truly part of the solution. All right. So I've been screaming about how, you know, much Democrats, they are the racist. They have been the racist party forever. And don't let them bullpucky you in and tell you how Republicans and Democrats have changed places on whatever it is, racism and all this other stuff. Never happened. Remember, they were the starters of the KKK. The Republicans were behind starting the NRA, which originally started to push legislation to make sure that blacks could own guns. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. But if you listen to their conversation, listen to the way Dems speak to the black community or about the black community. We were talking about this the other night with Deontay Johnson, president of the Black Conservative Federation. They're getting it. Their young people are getting it. And it's scaring the crap out of Democrats, which is why they're going after the illegal aliens to bring them in. Because they want the power. They know if they played by all the rules, they would be nothing. They would not win an election. But I want you to hear these young people on college campuses, how they've been indoctrinated into believing that the blacks are so dumb, so ignorant, of such low IQ that they can't figure out how to get an ID. Take a listen.
Yeah, they're usually pretty racist and they're bad. I think voter ID laws are a way to perpetuate racism.
Would you go as far as say those laws are racist?
For sure.
Do you think it suppresses the African American vote?
Definitely. Because they're less likely to have state IDs.
Minority voters are less likely to have the kinds of IDs that have been described or required.
These type of people don't live in areas with easy.
Did you hear that? Can you imagine President Trump, or even myself, going, you know, those people, these kind of people, they get away with it, though. Not a word, right? Look, I'm gonna tell you the opposite of Joe Biden. If you vote for Democrats and you're a black person, you'd have to look at yourself and say, Why am I voting for people that don't care about me? They show up every 4 years for election, and then they do nothing for me. Trump has done more for the black community, and this is coming from black community members and leaders, than the Dems have done since the mid-60s.
The access to DMVs or other places where they can get identification.
You can always get IDs you do over the internet. Does that also make it difficult for black people in particular?
Yeah, you have to have access to the internet. You have to be able to pay an internet service provider for certain fees.
Do you think?
And not quite true. Okay, there are a lot of low-income families that ride the government and pretty much get free internet. They've just got to take the time to do the paperwork and ask for it.
That's harder for black people to go online.
Well, I feel like they don't have the knowledge of how it works.
They don't have the knowledge of how the internet works. They're kind of not too smart. So, we want to make sure that they can get,
A lot of people have smartphones, but you might not have data. For most...
Is this bothering anybody else but me? Did you hear this? Black people don't have smartphones. Every black person in the country could have got an Obama phone for 8 years. I don't know if that's still going. It was part of the ACA. But think about the comments they keep making. They can't get to the internet, or they don't know how to use the internet, or they are this, or that. I mean, it's amazing how many little put-downs are in here, and nobody's getting it.
How it works. A lot of people have smartphones, but you might not have data. For most of the communities, they don't really know what is out there just because they're not aware, or
black people, they're not aware.
I also think there's a repression of black voting with how if you're a convicted felon, you're not allowed to vote.
Can anybody else catch this but me? Look, there's also a problem in the black community, because if you're a convicted felon, you won't be able to vote. Why? Are you telling me that most people in the black community are convicted felons? Think about what you're saying. And you know what? It's sad to say. These are all young little white girls and boys at college. And they think that, you look at their face, they think they're so smart. They think they've got it together. Listen to your words. Listen to what you're saying to about black people. And then call me the racist.
And everything. And when you look at swing states like Florida, that's a huge population of the African Americans.
Right. So Florida has got a large black, no, actually, lady, it's a large senior population. And yes, there's a lot of black people in the South, period. Probably more so than there are in other parts of the country. What's that got to do with anything? How is it that it's always a race issue? Because they really haven't had a problem before. All of a sudden, it's a problem. You know why? Because the Dems are losing the grip.
The African Americans.
Now I'm here in East Harlem to ask black people their thoughts.
This guy has got a spine like a lion. That's all I'm going to say. He's in Harlem, predominantly a black area. And this is great because he's now going to go black people. I'm surprised somebody didn't pound on him. I would have.
On what you just heard. Do you have ID normally?
Now, for those of you who are listening, I'm sorry, I don't mean to do this to you. But he is in Harlem. He's asking black people. And you're going to see the look on their faces. They're like, what are you asking me this for?
You carry ID around?
Yes, I have state ID.
Do you carry ID?
Yes, I do.
Do you know anybody, any black person who doesn't carry ID?
No. Everyone that I know has ID. Why would they think we don't have ID?
That's a lie. Why would you say that?
Do you have ID?
Yes.
Because I have my ID and my friends have their ID, so we know what we need to carry around.
Everybody that I know have ID. That's one of the things you need to walk around with New York with.
Now, I got to give the guy credit because some of you don't like this term, but if you're watching, you can see the projects in the background. He's down in where the projects are, the lower income areas. And in those lower income areas, it's really interesting, they all have ID. How is that even possible? Didn't you hear the white people, the white Democrats, the white liberals, does tell you that in essence they're not educated enough, they're not smart enough to figure out how to get a license?
ID.
Do you know any black adult who does not have ID?
No, I don't.
Is it a weird thing to even say that?
Yes, it is.
What is this, some type of trick candy camera?
I know, right?
That's the only thing I brought with me.
The legit, yeah. legit ID.
So, the legit ID is an FBI ID, and the black man pulls it out of his back pocket. He's what they're saying. Is this like a candid camera thing? Because, seriously, they don't know this is going on. They're not hearing this is going on because they've been taught for 60 years that only the Democrats are for blacks. And when you look at what's been holding blacks down for 60 years, it's been old white Democrats. Joe Biden. I don't believe for a minute that that was a mistake. I believe that Joe Biden sees you all as second-class citizens. He doesn't see you at all as an equal with him. But they can't say that. They can't say it out loud, can they? You go look at what Joe has voted on. Remember I told you earlier, the NAACP, they've never endorsed Joe Biden. They've said it. Right? So if President Trump had made that big of a gaffe, they would have called it a lie. It would have been on the streamers while he was still talking, wouldn't he? That's what I mean. They're not real. They're not truthful.
I heard a lot also that black people can't figure out how to get to the DMV.
Really?
What was that saying to you?
I know where that is. On 25th Street.
Do you know where the ID, the DMV is right here?
It's on 125th Street and 3rd Avenue, I believe.
You know how to get there?
Yeah.
Do you have a problem getting there if you have to get there?
No.
I mean, yeah, and I'm going to read more in a minute, but I don't know how you let the Democrats. I hope some of you are listening, right? Because how do you let them get away with this? And if you're a black Democrat, I can tell you, you don't have to re-register as a Republican, but get out of the party that hates you. Why would you go to a club that hates you? If the club has a sign on the door that says no colors allowed, why would you even try to get in? They don't say it. That's sure what they mean. Joe was in your house. You listen to Real Side. I'll be back in a little bit.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
I can't make up my mind. I haven't got a brain. Only straw.
How can you talk if you haven't got a brain?
I don't know. But some people without brains do an awful lot of talking, don't they?
Yes, I guess you're right.
Feel the rhythm now.
We are back. You'll see the real side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, get involved, get engaged. I mean that seriously. Get involved, get engaged. Be part of the conversation, be part of the solution. I just got to tell you, you know, really, if you don't get informed, if you don't really understand what's happening, then you're not, you're going to sound like them when you respond to them. Please don't sound like them. We always push not to be like them, right? So let's not be like them. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And I just got to tell you, we were talking earlier about the big government getting involved and more and more families going to be homeschooling. And I can tell you already that you guys, you know, in some of the emails, it's okay. You can do it. There's plenty of parents doing it right now. All right? And it's not that hard to do. You just got to pay attention. And a matter of fact, I'm telling you, if you've got the time, you can pull it off in your home Your kids will be a lot better off. Don't listen to people about the social issues. Well, they're not, they won't know how to socially interact. Don't worry about it. They'll do fine. All right, so earlier, what did it say about? It's Memorial Day, right? About the people that went in front of us. They gave their lives for us to have the ability, to be as stupid as we are today, be as smart as we want to be, that we also, in their footsteps, fight for the freedom of this country here. Do not let it go. Do not give up. Do not just hand it over. Seriously. Now, since the United States is formed, I don't know if you guys know this, give you some numbers you can actually work with. Again, making sure we have numbers to work with. Because they're not working. Those people pushing back on you from the left on the coronavirus, they're not working with real numbers. They're not working with real percentages. They're working with what the party and the party plans are giving them. Since the formation of the United States, the country has been involved in 12 major wars. All right? I mean, but they've pretty much been in every continent on the planet. But if you really want to get it down to what they've been doing or not doing or what have you, and how many people were lost in these wars. When I say lost, I mean, I don't mean like lost in a bad way. No life is worth giving up unless again, it's for a noble cause. Would you give up your life for one of your kids? Would you give up your life for society, for somebody to live a better life? The American Revolutionary War, we had 50,000 Americans, new Americans, die. The War of 1812, we had about 20,000. In the Mexican-American War, we had about 17-plus thousand. The Civil War, really bad. Here on this continent, if you would. Here in this country, we had a little over a million men and women die. Right? Or I shouldn't say die. Right there, the million, if you really want to break it down, because I keep telling you you need to be accurate. The million include combat deaths, right, which were well up over 50,000. Non-combat deaths, collateral damage is what we call it today, I guess. And then wounded and missing in action, which also were a big bulk of the numbers. World War I, we lost about 320,000 people. World War II, again, a little over a million. Korean War, 130,000. Vietnam War, 212,000. The Persian/Gulf War, a little over 1,000. Iraqi War, we're coming up on 37,000. Right? So when you look at these numbers as a whole, think about how many people went in front of us, went before us, to make sure that we would have the freedom that our founding fathers wanted us to have. Right? Are you helping? I'm just asking you, so put your rocks down. Are you helping to perpetuate that freedom? You helping to stop it? To slow it down? I love the fact that I'm seeing now the COVID deniers hashtag or something like that. And it's coming on Facebook that it's attacking people that are kind of making fun of the masks. And they kind of call us science deniers. But the funny thing about it was that what science do you take for real? I mean, remember, Fauci was saying that we didn't need masks for the longest time. And then all of a sudden we need masks. Hydroxychloroquine has been around for 60-plus years. The service has been using, military service has been using it for close to 50 years. How is it dangerous and untested? Why does it have so many bad side effects, they say? That's what they're telling us. The problem is that they're not telling you the truth. It's not the hydroxychloroquine. It's an offshoot of the drug that has its problems. They're just lumping them together because they know we're too ignorant to figure it out. We need somebody to help us figure it out. Right? So, again, I go back to you've got to use numbers. You've got to do some of your own work. I mean, some of you write me, which I think is really funny, where you'll say to me, we don't have to go look it up. We have you. Then you're not listening to me because I tell you, don't always listen to me. I mean, always listen to me, then go check it out. Right? That simple. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you spend with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation, part of the solution, really. And I very much appreciate when you're a part of the solution. We got enough people. We got enough people that are part of the problem. We don't need any more of those. So I thought maybe on the way out, let me see, do I have enough time to pull this off? Yeah, I think I can do that. I thought on the way out, I'd play another clip from, I don't want to disrespect him, but, Ronnie Reagan. If there was a man ever that loved this country and let you know how much he loved it, no matter where he was or what he was doing, it was Ronald Reagan. Can we at least agree to that? And he was a man that, oh my God, he loved God. He talked about God. Can't have that now, can we? But it was what Dr. B and I were talking about earlier. You not only have to have boundaries, but you have to have a foundation. If you don't have a foundation, what do you reset to? What do you come back to on a regular basis? Is it whatever happens, happens? I'm curious. Yeah, maybe I won't have that clip. I don't know. Thought I did. But you know what I'm saying, right? Is it truly whatever happens, happens? Is it, what is your foundation based on? Just feeling like you're doing the right thing? No, come on, honestly. Because I don't know how you have a moral compass, a foundation. Where do morals come from? Who decides what's right and wrong? Because every guy, gal, whatever, they've got a different viewpoint of what's right or wrong. And I got to tell you, many of them don't line up with mine because they don't line up with my Bible. And if you're fine with that, that's good. Okay, good, great. I'm not. I need a compass. I'm not smart enough to figure it all out on my own. I already know that. Anyway, let's end with Ronald Reagan's memorial tribute. And I think you need to hear some of this. God bless. Have a great rest of the day. I want you to hear the last 2 minutes of this.
In America's cities and towns today, flags will be placed on graves and cemeteries. Public officials will speak of the sacrifice and the valor of those whose memory we honor. I have no illusions about what little I can add now to the silent testimony of those who gave their lives willingly for their country. Words are even more feeble on this Memorial Day, for the sight before us is that of a strong and good nation that stands in silence and remembers those who were loved and who, in return, loved their countrymen enough to die for them. Yet we must try to honor them, not for their sakes alone, but for our own. And if words cannot repay the debt we owe these men, surely with our actions, we must strive to keep faith with them and with a vision that led them to battle and a final sacrifice. Our first obligation to them and ourselves is plain enough.
Look it up on YouTube. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.